Joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, we talked a little bit after the game on Saturday at St. Cloud. The fourth quarter wasn't the only quarter where there were issues, but the fourth quarter is the one we focus on because it took so long for you to score a basket, and then they just wouldn't miss any free throws for you, would they?
No, yeah, exactly. You know, watching the game back and cutting film and evaluating it, the rest of the game is a game you can handle. Like I said in the post game, we survived the third quarter. It wasn't pretty, but for most of the part of the game, it was a chess back and forth battle. We had our moments where we were dang good. St. Cloud had their moments where they were dang good. So it was just a back and forth game that was kind of fun. But then that fourth quarter, turnover, miss layup, turnover. We get fouled on our sixth possession and score 1 point and no field goal until the almost 7 minutes. So the only thing on the other end is if they ran a ball screen action, that's the only time they could score on us. Otherwise, for them, we were stopping them too. So that was a painful chest pain watching that game, knowing that, we were in control. You know, St. Cloud wasn't great either in that fourth quarter. We just, kind of let ourselves down and some mental things and some toughness things. And then, yeah, like I said, you play the percentages, which, of course, you go back and forth. I maybe would have gotten one more possession before I did. But at the same time, when you only had one foul, you had so many to give, that takes a lot of time too. So we played the mathematical game, and you lose sometimes with that.
One other thing that was a problem, Brooklyn Bachman didn't play, and that's never a good thing for this team.
Right, no, it's not. You know, any starter, kids start for a reason, whether it shows up on the stat line or not. We've talked about Brooklyn quite a few times. Sometimes she's great, and then sometimes on the stat line you're wondering where she's at. Well, she's important. She's great pace for our offense. She's someone that the defense has to guard, so it opens up other things, even if she's not scoring. You know, one of our, better defenders and rebounders, even if she doesn't end up with it every single time. So she's just that really tough kid that we have on our team. And not having her certainly did not help our long bench. It became quite shorter. But, I thought Erica Gartner did a great job with her starting role as we asked her to do so.
And you mentioned that now, of course, she's not used to playing, so she wouldn't be able to pick up all the minutes that Brooklyn finished. So that also would be part of your rotation because she couldn't play as much.
Yep, you nailed it there. It's just, she's not conditioned to do so, and she's not that type of player, but she sure did everything we asked, and she did a really nice job. I thought she had a calm and cool. She guarded well and hit some nice shots for us as well.
And when she was asked to run the point on occasion, she did it pretty well. She distributed the ball well and really played a good basketball game.
Yeah, there's one shot where we watched in film and I told her, I don't want you to shoot that shot if we're up 40 or down 40. The little step through runner that she had when we couldn't make anything and we really needed a bucket in that fourth quarter, and she smiled and she knows it. Other than that, everything effort-wise and focus, she did a nice job for us and good senior leadership out there.
She kind of let her inner James Harden take over for a second.
Yeah, you got to wait till you're rolling with about five in a row before you throw that thing up like that. But, she understands and she saw it. So it's just part of the game. You kind of get a little anxious when the ball's not going in late in the game.
Overall, though, a tough weekend, but it's time to move on. Is that kind of what you addressed with your team this week?
Yeah, I'm upset we didn't get a split on the road when I think we could have, and we just didn't play well at all Friday. Nothing positive to take away from that game, and then a lot of positive on Saturday, but still empty basket. So, we're at home, and we got a tough one today.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Coming up next, it's the Northern Sun Preview on the Beaver Radio Network.